Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last.
Yo, yo,
what's
yo!
Up?
What is up, everybody? Happy Friday. Okay, I had to pull a Dave. If he's not here, I got to pull a
Phil. Oh, yeah. Dave's not here yet. He had a little late running home from work, so he's on his way here. He'll be jumping in.
Yeah, it's like the next couple weeks are going to be a little weird for Dave's schedule just because he's going to be in and out all around.
Yeah,
up and down.
There's gonna be times where he's gonna be joining on Zoom with Greg, and then other times he'll just be he might miss it. I don't know.
Yeah,
it all depends.
Well, you know what? Did you watch the Tucker interview? Oh, dude, you gotta get that phone number on there. Everybody, call on in if you want to get this party started. I mean, most of the people have memorized the phone number by now.
I feel like I did watch it.
Speed up.
It was very boring up until like the last 30 minutes.
Dude, like the first half an hour, he was like giving a history lesson. I'm like, get to the fucking point here, dude.
Yeah.
He's clearing his throat like every 5 seconds, too.
I think Tucker actually even said like they were actually really annoyed that he went so long on the
history. He said he thought it was going to be like a tactic to avoid the question. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a common interview thing. But I watched a lot of it and I saved a little 10-second clip. I want you to play it real quick. It's on the bookmarks.
Okay.
Anomaly said this is the most gangster part of the interview, and I agreed because I was like, whoa, wait, how did I not know Tucker Carlson wanted to be in the CIA?
Oh,
and how did Putin know this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did. I did see that. I was like, wait, what?
He goes like, this is the most gangster part of the freaking interview. Dude, we should set up two different screens. One for TikTok, one for...
I know, right?
Yeah. With the backing of CIA, of course.
The organization you wanted to join back in the day, as I understand. We should thank God they didn't let you in. Although, it is a serious organization. I understand.
Right? Like, Tucker's face is like, gulp. How did you know that?
Yeah, he nods his head like, oh shit.
Yeah, he's like, fuck, I didn't want anybody to know that, but you just said it, Putin. Dang it. You know? So that was interesting. I mean, Putin just pretty much said exactly what I thought he was going to say is like, yeah, America's bad. The West and the CIA, the intelligence agencies. This is Putin speaking. I tried to have peace with the West. I tried to join the UN. They would not take me in. That's the wrong accent. Dude. That's the
I gotta
get on my game again.
That was the wrong accent. What the earpiece that Putin was wearing? That's a translator, right?
I don't know. And because like Tucker didn't have that earpiece, so
yeah,
was
I know.
It like
I've seen, going I've out seen of a speaker? Putin wearing that. in several different interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might be a like translator. So when they talk, it translates into his ear.
Yeah. I mean, it was fucking big.
It was big.
Tucker Carlson probably has like this CIA version where it's just like very hidden.
Yeah, because there was, he said it wasn't like super edited or anything like that. So I don't know how he was even understanding what he was saying.
Unless he speaks Russian, dude. You never know. He might like be fucking fluent in Russian.
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, it's like the majority of it was just like, I don't know what people were expecting, you know, like the thoughts were like, yes, Putin is telling his side of the story, which we all kind of agree, you know, like the encroachment of the United Nations brought upon this war of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And he gave a lot of history about Ukraine.
The one thing that I was like, oh, really? I didn't realize that if it's true, how he said, America is the number one propagandist country in the world, and no one else even comes close.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that.
I know, but I was like this coming from the guy that our government says is the biggest propagandist in the world.
Right? Yeah. Well, and if you think about it, if you look at what we're allowed to do as far as like pharmaceutical sales, commercials, we're the only country, I think one of the only countries that allows pharmaceutical companies to have advertisements on the television.
Yeah.
Most other countries, that's a no-no. You know what I mean? And if you look at the just food, drug, and like FDA, like the safety and all that shit,
mm-hmm.
the ingredients, when you compare products sold here versus products sold elsewhere in the world, there are so many different chemicals that are banned elsewhere in the world that are allowed.
That are in our shit. Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, if you think that that happens and you go, okay, well, if they let that go, why wouldn't they lie to us just 24/7?
They would. And they have.
Yeah. But I mean, so that's dangerous. And I think that that's dangerous too, because you can infiltrate that, or at least you can call that out. You can be like, quote unquote, the truth teller. But you can also have an agenda yourself, because people aren't dumb. You know what I mean? Like, you could be like, hey, look at these obvious lies. Okay, now I'm going to tell you the truth. And everybody would be like, oh, well, he called out the lies, so he's probably telling the truth, right? It gives you more inclination to believe the person who's calling out the lies.
Yeah.
So even if Trump is not telling the truth, it gives him more credibility to like want to believe him.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hola. Oh,
Banielson.
Hello, Banielson.
So I was hearing what you guys were talking about the pharmacy. I didn't know that other countries don't allow pharmaceutical commercials on their TV and radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, several do. I mean, I think United States and one other. United States might be the only one, honestly. I don't know. I haven't checked on that stat in a while. But what's going on, Banielson? Did you watch the...
I saw something on why... all the companies were being bought out by Pfizer and everything like that. It's a good theory. Because they're not paying to advertise their drug. They're paying so that way they can change the narrative. They're paying the news station because, we just gave you $1.5 million to advertise our drugs. No one else is going to pay you that much. So don't you dare speak bad about us.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's like Fox News. That's like why pharmaceuticals own Fox News, right? So you can't really talk about how something is ineffective.
They own CNN. They own MSNBC. They own it all.
Yeah. Well, it's a brilliant idea if you think about it, like evil idea. If you have a product that you do not want anybody talking shit about, you don't want anybody trying to disprove, you just buy out the media and tell them, hey, there's one thing you can't talk about. Well, a couple things. The N-word and my product doesn't work. Those are the two things you cannot say.
The N-word?
Yeah.
Nuclear. You can't say. No, I mean, yeah, like, come on, dude. Like the racist N-word. Even like we had a contract, just like full disclosure. We had a contract with Drinking Bros, right?
Yeah.
One word we couldn't say. The N-word.
Yep.
Right? So it's like that ingrained in our culture.
They come close to saying it.
Yo, yo.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. What up, Davey boy?
What's up, dude? Yeah, you got to turn this thing up or something. Sorry, guys. Running a little
Well, it's all good. We were just talking about the N-word, so we're just, you know.
Try unplugging your mic and plug it back in.
So, yeah, I think we might need to...
Who do you guys got in the big game?
In the big game? Chiefs,
Hola, Dave.
Dude, obviously.
Hola. 49ers.
Dude, I want the 49ers to win so bad, but
I don't want them to win at all. I just hate the Chiefs. So, 49ers it is.
I hate the 49ers, but I don't care about the Chiefs, but I hate the 49ers. So I'm like 49% 49ers, 51% Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what are the odds
Shanahan doesn't deserve a ring.
What, Chris?
What are the odds something crazy happens at Super Bowl this year?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah.
I heard that Mayorkas guy was doing safety briefings for the Super Bowl.
Well, they always do. It's like,
yeah,
they have it pretty locked down, man.
But the
and
guy
it's in Vegas.
Yeah, but the guy that's not single-handedly, but on the fucking chopping block for the border situation, and he's doing the safety meetings at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he can't get it wrong, or he's, like, definitely gone. But everybody's been, like, the conspiracy thing is, like, well, it's Batman Returns, or it's the Batman with Bane, right? Where blows up the fucking NFL or the freaking football stadium.
What does he say? I declare... yeah, whatever his voice was.
I think that was Ace Ventura.
No,
Mr. Bubrica.
No, his voice was weird. It. Bane's voice was weird.
Yeah.
I expected it to be deeper, but he was like, I declare martial law on this whole thing.
You got a camera in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Declare martial law.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Bannison? You think the 49ers are going to win?
No, he thinks Chiefs. He wants the Chiefs to
win. No, but did you guys see what Joe Buck said?
No.
Oh, yeah. He thinks that something terrible is going to happen.
Yeah, he says he doesn't want to be anywhere near Vegas. He thinks that something's going to happen in Vegas that isn't going to stay in Vegas this year.
Yeah, I think he was referring to, like, Vegas and the off the field, like the players getting dirty and just going and doing things because they get arrested. Like, players get arrested for doing drugs, DUIs.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes' dad just got arrested for a DUI.
Oh, yeah, he did. But he's been arrested several times from what I read.
Well, and his brother had the, touching the lady, making out with her and shit. Mm. Sexual assault.
Has the Super Bowl never been in Vegas?
No, they
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, really?
No, because they just got the stadium there like 2-3 years ago.
If even that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. 49ers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 49ers. I mean... I wouldn't be surprised if something happens. It wouldn't surprise me, but that's not when I'm expecting the terrorist attack to happen.
Don't think a it's too much of like a ritual for them. You know, they can't have it go wrong. They have to have everything like nice and tidy. They have to have it perfect.
But if there was something to happen, would there be a bigger spectacle to happen at?
The inauguration of the president.
The Olympics, man, when they had the Atlanta.
The Super Bowl's bigger than the Olympics, dude.
I mean,
in America, it is.
Yeah, in America, for sure. But, like, views, you know, like when they were, you know, the viewership is.
I'm going to look this up. Yeah. What's bigger?
Well, yeah, I could see how the views, because it's like one day, couple hours only. You have to tune in that one time, right? Yeah. Or you watch it on replay.
Olympics is like.
The Olympics is like drawn out. You know what I mean?
You could watch it at like 2 a.m. and they're doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, is it fair
and
to compare the two?
The whole world watches the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everyone watches the NFL, but the whole world watches the Olympics.
I bet a lot of the world watches the Super Bowl.
Online.
It's not like the World Cup.
Yeah, World Cup had a record 1.5 billion who tuned in. That's a
World
lot.
Cup did?
World Cup.
I mean,
2022, 1.5 billion, dude. That is a lot.
The world's got a reason to be upset about the Super Bowl, though. We are 51-0 in the Super Bowl, so.
Oh, see, last year's game with the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia only had 115 million views
across U.S.
across
platforms.
The U.S. platform.
But what about the
world?
Yeah,
but they're expecting Taylor Swift to bring it up to 200
million. 56
year.
Million people outside of the U.S. tuned in.
Oh, okay. So 170 million.
That's a lot.
Honestly, not as much.
The viewership for in the U.S. wasn't as much as I thought it was going to be.
Well, dude, I mean, there's only 600 million people. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty large amount of people watching the game. That's a one in six people watch the game? That's pretty pretty incredible.
Well, it's almost two in six.
Close, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what else is going on, Danielson? Super Bowl's rigged. We know the Chiefs are
going
to win.
I mean, there's been a lot of news going on. You got the Dementia Joe story from yesterday.
Dude, that was wild, man.
He's too unfit to stand charges, but he's fucking...
Yeah. Did you hear some of the claims that they said?
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't remember when he became president.
He couldn't remember his son's
He
death.
Thought he was still... He asked if he was still the vice president.
Yeah, it's not good. And then today...
I didn't hear any of that shit.
Oh, my God, dude. It's I showed Jill last night, and I was like, this is the most wild thing I've ever seen.
It's literally like a person that should be in a old folks home.
They basically said that they don't want to, like... They don't want to prosecute him because he is not in his right state of mind to even prosecute him.
And so then get him the fuck out of office.
He could not remember, like Chris said, about his VP time. He could not remember when his son died. Nothing, dude.
Yeah. And so get him out.
Get
him out of office.
That's embarrassing as fuck.
And then they asked him today. I mean, they were fucking, I don't know if you saw the thing where the at the White House where he came up to the podium, they were asking him. It was like crazy.
Oh, that was last night.
Was that last night?
That was last night. And they were trying to run cover for that. Oh, yeah.
They were
I didn't see it.
They're like, I saved it. But they're like, people are watching this. Like, they are concerned that you are like have no memory left. And he's like, that is your opinion. What is your opinion about it?
Oh, like, and he like freaked out.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it's an act?
He was talking about.
He looked. Listen, man. Like, I think it's fun to talk about the axe and who's the guy is old. And
well,
sick.
Hugh said it was an act, Dave. I know. Okay, I don't care. So I'm just saying
the man is old. He is so fucking old. And like have you ever like talked to we all had grandpas, I hope at some point. Right. And when they get to a certain
age, I've talked
to
someone with dementia. Yeah.
When they get to a certain age, they don't realize how slow they are.
Well, yeah. My grandpa, before he died, he had several strokes, but I mean, the last time I met him, he was like, he couldn't talk to anybody. He was just like,
oh yeah, said that. Didn't he die of the stroke, the brain stroke?
Yeah. Then like, but all the time he's just,
or aneurysm.
You'd say, hey grandpa. And he'd slowly turn his head over.
See, they're asking
and he's just like,
Joe Biden the question. And Joe Biden is in his head thinks that he's fine. Like, he probably does think that he's fine.
Oh yeah.
Like my mom, she has a little bit of memory loss with the MS. She doesn't realize that she forgets shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't when you're in it. So, like, why even bother asking Joe if he's okay? He's like, my memory's fine.
Yeah, he's probably getting pissed off going, why the fuck do people keep asking me this?
And Danielson can attest to this, but right after this, he comes out and he starts talking about freaking, was it Brazil or South America? And he names the
he was talking about no he was talking about
the Mexican
about,
president
the border
yeah he mixed up Mexico and Egypt right
yeah he said President Sisi.
Oh, that's right.
Go. It's just, dude, I don't know, man. This is like a real pivotal point because like for them to come out and it's almost worse than having the classified documents.
Yeah,
like they admitted that, but he is not in his right state of mind.
What are the odds that this is the time that his memory goes?
At one point, they're even asking him. He's sitting there saying, "You guys say I don't remember my son Bo dying." Well, I do. I wear this rosary given me by the lady.
He said, when they asked that question, it was none of their damn business. That's what he said. It's none of their damn business. Mm. But see, here's the thing. People are saying, listen, Joe Biden can get up to a stage and talk and have designated questions that are asked to him so he can answer us because he's been rehearsing them. But he they called him into this interview. And he had to go. Like, there was no working around. So he you were seeing him for his truest self, right? Like, no preparation, no knowing what questions are going to be asked. And he couldn't do it. He just couldn't do it. So like, that's the real job.
Whoever decided that was a good idea needs to be fired.
Yeah.
Or are they doing it on purpose, though?
No, they had to.
You guys think about it. Like, to, like, avoid being prosecuted, you can either play like you're going full, like, schizo, or you're just completely dementia-ridden. Or you go to jail, or you get prosecuted.
It makes sense, because even CNN's shitting on him for it.
No,
they're dumping him.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Greg. But the thing is like, it's a fine line because you can not get prosecuted, and that's probably the best choice to play this out. But at the same time, you're destroying any credibility to your party, right? Because they're promoting
or just him. It's not to his party. It's just him.
No, it's not just him. How many people, we just talked about this.
There would have to be a lot of people that knew he was faking it.
How many people like Nancy Pelosi has come out and said, this man is the smartest man I know, and he's they know that he's not right.
Yeah.
The whole Democratic Party has backed Joe Biden, and knowing that the guy's out of his mind. So yes, it is the entire party that's screwed by this. Because they have to come answer to the fact that he can't speak and he can't remember anything.
Yeah, they can always just say, like, you know, he's just not the man I used to know. You know, like, the man that I knew, Joe Biden. Strong, caring,
wise. 15 years ago?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like they can easily get away with not taking the hit on it because they'll just blame it on, you know, hey, these things happen. You know, the human body is slowly kind of degrades. And
it's not slow. That's the problem.
It's real sad. It's so sad, you know?
Wasn't Nancy Pelosi just on? We just talked about her Wednesday.
Yeah.
Where she was like, this man is just so active and he's so fucking. Like, come on, man. You know that's not true. She knows that's not true. That's a lie. It's a fucking lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
how long until he's removed?
Dude, I told you he's not going to make it this year.
You think he's going to? Yeah, but you said he's going to die.
I think he's going to die.
April.
I don't think he's going to die.
I bet you. Look how fast.
Exactly 2 months.
Wait, 2 months till he's out of office.
Exactly 2 months.
Okay.
After the, I mean, April 8th April 9th. Is when the eclipse happens.
Okay.
He's going to die April 9th.
No, he's just going to
be removed. Okay, I think that's when the removal process will happen.
I think he's going to pass away.
What do you think, man?
Before.
You think he's going to die or do you think he's going to be?
No, I think he's going to suffer a fall or something. And you're like, oh, he's an older elderly man. He took a fall and he's not able to get back up. So he's not going to be able to do the job. And I think it's going to be closer towards, it's going to be after the fact when they can't have a type of primary. It's going to be too late to where the DNC can just say, hey, we're going to put in Newsom or we're going to put in Big Mike. We're going to put in whoever we want. We can choose it. So we're going to do it that way instead.
When is that date, though? When is that cutoff zone?
I think it's July or something like that.
Can they even do that? Like, because I feel like we haven't really broke that down, but can you even just throw somebody in? Like, if that's true, then what's the point of any of this? Like, what's the point of the primaries? Mm-hmm. No, there has to be something
when,
to it.
When everybody said we're going to pull Trump off the ballot. We're going to pull Trump off the ballot. The RNC, like, but you guys know, we can just nominate him make him our nominee. We don't care what you said. Look what they did to Bernie. They did it to Bernie against Hillary.
Yeah, but I think that's different, man. Like, you could be right. I feel like it's different. Like, they were rigging the primaries for him. I get that. But I'm saying just to throw somebody in last minute, like, seems like what's the point of any of it? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To me, it should be like, who was in second place? You know what I'm saying? Even if it was that one dude who has 4% of the votes or whatever it was. Like
Nikki Haley.
I'm talking about that guy that's whatever his name was that came out and was talking about how bad Joe Biden was.
The last DNC primary looks like it's in August 13th. And then they have the convention on the 19th.
August? He's dead before that, dude.
August is a hot month.
This is what I'm looking at here, everybody. So these are all this is the RNC convention is in July, and these are all the primary dates for each state.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I don't know, man. I'm up. I just think that he's progressing really fast, and with whatever is going on with him. And you can see it. Like
he's had four or five deaths this week.
But yeah, then, yes, that's what I was just going to say. It is also weird that he got so bad. Like, it's obviously so bad this week with enough gas, like you were saying, Van, that the same time this thing came out about how he can't remember anything.
Yeah, but it's not that
that's
weird.
That's what I was saying, dude. That's, I was like, what are the odds?
That's not weird that they would both come out at the same time?
No, because listen, what if you're already sick, right, and you already have mental... Listen,
when did they do that interview with him, though?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if you have dementia or you have issues, right? Like, what's one thing that they tell you, make sure you don't have too much of this because it'll make things worse? Stress.
Beer.
Stress.
Oh.
Right? Like, the fact that
interview was in October.
Okay, yeah.
So
he was
So he was that bad
yes.
fucking that long ago.
Yes. But what I'm saying is he could have had spurts, and he did have spurts. But now, when you see him, it's like, boy, it seems like it's moving. Like, you know when the old people, like, they really hit that wall and it starts to go downhill real fast? I feel like that's what I'm seeing with him. Like his eyes well, are like and, glazing over.
Honestly,
like,
we've been talking about Joe Biden's mental decline since years. 2020, dude. Like how he had to be like fed like an earpiece and stuff during the debates and
Joe
all that
Rogan
shit.
Joe Rogan said he needed to be shot up with speed, bro.
Remember that? Right? Like yeah, cocaine. Man. So I'm just saying, we've been talking about this for a long time.
I know, but at some point it's going to hit a wall, right? At some point, like, it's not just going to be like, oh, maybe he is, maybe
he's
not.
Yeah, it's
going to
get bad enough. It's going to get bad enough where you can't cover it up anymore. I think that's what's going to happen.
2 more months?
I think something is going to happen to where it's super obvious, and it's going to be on camera, it's going to be in front of the general public, and it's like, you can't deny it anymore.
I think
he's
going to just crap it, pull a Jerry Nadler and crap himself on camera.
And then he's going to
yeah, baby.
He's going to strip and he's going to run across the lawn just in a full dementia panic.
Thinking
dude.
He's on fire.
And he's going to be like, where's the girls at? You know, and
dude, just, I think he's going to have a fake seizure. He'll just start foaming. He'll like, you know, like the eyes will roll back in his head.
Yeah.
He'll just like sit there in a chair and like, they'll be like, oh, cut the camera. Cut the camera.
Well, he's a robot.
He's going to start pulling a Mitch McConnell here soon.
His wires going to fry and his legs going to go.
You know, yeah, dude, whatever happened to Mitch McConnell? Like, why is he not robot? Whatever happened to that?
He's doing drugs now, probably.
They turned him off and turned him back on again.
Yeah, circuitry got fixed or something, rerouted.
All right, you got anything else, Ben?
Yeah, we got to let you go. It's like 25 minutes.
I was trying to get off a while ago. You guys kept on asking me, though.
All right, Ben. Good talking to you, bud.
All right.
Peace. All right, guys.
Golly. Yeah, dude, if you get a chance to watch that stuff, Greg, it's pretty fucking sad, dude. It's pretty sad.
Is it more sad that he's going through it, or is it sad that
it's sad that
our
he's,
fucking government is fucking propping him up like a little fucking
that's the sad
hand
part.
Up his ass.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's, dude.
Yeah. Well, he's really bad to me, right? He's like evil. But you know what I'm saying? So I'm not taking that away. He's an evil person, but at the same time, like, you do get to a point where he has like, they're just like you said, they're propping him up. You know, whether he wants to be there or not, like, the dude has no business.
Yeah.
And he kept saying in the thing when they were asking him, like, why don't you just step down? Because one question was, you said specifically, Joe, that there were other people in the Democratic Party that could beat Donald Trump. So why don't you just step down and let
them? Did he name anybody?
No.
Like, specifically?
No. But he goes, because I have the most experience and I'm the one that's going to beat him. I need to finish what I did for the past 4 years. You know, that was his thing. And it's like, that's not good enough anymore, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the economy's not good and people aren't trusting
him. Yeah, there's got to be like a specific timing or reason, like Ben was saying, like it has to do like either like with its like the conventions or where there's not enough time to do something. And I wish I had all the knowledge of all these rules and loopholes, but there's just so much shit, dude.
I'm right with you. I wish I knew more about like what is legal. You know what I mean? What's the legal precedence to happen? Because when was the last time that somebody was the leader of the Democratic Party running for president and they passed away or they had to leave office? Like, I don't know that's happened. Right. So
when we kind of talked about this, I know we looked this up like after somebody is elected, because we were talking about Joe Biden dying after he was elected, but not inaugurated. So like that month.
Yeah.
And it was like, what happens if they die right there?
Like before he was sworn in.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. That is an interesting. I don't know, man. There has to be a point to it, because you wouldn't do all of this stuff if they could just throw somebody in randomly. Like, there would be no point in spending millions of dollars campaigning, right? Like, no one would feel good about that.
Dude, and I heard a very excellent point made on a different podcast that Joe Biden, like, the reason why they want to get rid of Joe Biden is because he's a lame duck president. So if he wins, he can only, this is his last year, right? Lame duck. So if you get rid of him, you bring someone else in, they can run for another 2 years. You know what I mean? At least. Or 2 terms. So 8 years. Hmm. So you get what I'm saying? So this is like Joe Biden's last hurrah.
Yeah.
Whereas if you bring in somebody new, they would have 2 possibly consecutive presidencies in a row. 16 years or 8 years.
True.
Well, they, I mean,
you know what I mean?
They have 2 terms, right? Eight years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get rid of Joe Biden to bring in like another 4 years of whoever.
The problem is like, is any policy from the Democratic side right now going to win people over? Because it's getting worse. And I really don't see any policy that will even adjust things to make it good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty rough. Yeah. The border's really rough. The economy's really rough. And I really don't see Big Mike or Gavin or any of those guys, for that matter, fixing the problems.
Well, what's been done to fix the elections? I mean, if they don't fix the elections, then they're going to win, right? I mean, there's nothing that we can do if, like,
well,
if the system is broken.
The difference this year compared to the last one would be the mail-in balloting.
So they need to get mail-in ballots back on the roll here.
They
somehow.
I mean,
they get rid of them, right?
Right now, there's not. They're not going to be doing mail-in ballots because we're not in a fucking pandemic. There's
well,
no
some states have mail-in votes.
Well,
right?
Some
Washington,
yeah, some always have. But I mean, it was like almost the whole country that was doing mail-in before, and that's kind of what they were banking on. I don't think they're not going to have that.
They're
this
just,
time.
They're flying by the seat.
What if there's
pants,
like a what if there's like a cyber attack and they have a certified program where they go, hey, this happened during the election. You have to go to this hub and vote this way.
People would lose their minds.
Would they?
Yes. Because like,
or would they just be like, oh, this happened, so I guess this is what we got to do, just like they did with
the first thing going through my head was like, we just had a cyber attack and you want us to go online and vote?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be online. It would be like an app or something.
It would still be online.
That's online.
It would still be on the internet.
It would be an intranet controlled by the government.
Yeah, I do.
No, nobody's going to know the difference. They're going to say, oh, we got hacked and now you want us to go online and vote?
Well, that's where you have the fake news media all explain the rules and they go, this is how it is. They did the same thing with the jib jab.
If they tried to do that, that's not going to
work. We went through the jib jab. See, that's the problem is if we never went through the jib jab, then what you're saying makes perfect sense. Like people would fall right into the trap, but. I
know. That's why I think that it can't be another jib jab. It can't be another virus. It's got to be something different. So that way people go, oh, this is different. Okay, I can trust the government again.
No one's going to. Who's saying that? Like, are you saying that? You wouldn't say that. No one that we know
would say that. I feel like over
the last 3.5 years, I don't think anyone's just going to all of a sudden go like, I trust the government again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Dude, I would not. I would not.
I'm the one that has been saying the entire time that, like, I don't feel like there's. Like, there's still a large group of people in this country that are going to fall in line for whatever they say.
But it's a small percentage.
But what I'm saying
is
there's less people at this point, I think. And the Spidey senses are up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if this happened, like, what you're saying, I understand it. But what if that happens right at the election time? Like, everybody's antennas are going up. They're like, no, fuck this. Like, this is not happening. No.
Well, it depends on the story that they're selling. Because they can sell it as a foreign country wanting to disrupt our internal situation, right? Mm-hmm. They want to bring us into war, so they interrupt our election. They know it's a big deal. They know it's going to, like, delay the process here. So they can sell it like that, dude.
Yeah,
and a lot of people would bite it.
I disagree with you. I think some people would.
I think there's a large group of people, but it's a small percentage of the population.
To me, it's the same principle, Greg, as like saying, oh, I'll finish this in a second here. We got a phone call.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's going on, Peaches?
Oh, you beat Flex.
You came in like a bumblebee.
Yeah.
I see an incoming call from Flex, and you beat him by like 2 seconds.
He was complaining. He's like, I'm too high to call in. I got the volcano, and all of a sudden he's trying to call in.
That's so Flex.
Jeez, man. So what's happening, Peaches? What's on your mind?
So I was watching a documentary. It's a little over an hour, and it's a really good one, and I can send it to you guys if you want, about Vince McMahon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This lady, she does a really good breakdown. She talks about his childhood and him growing up and how he got into, owning, the WWE.
Yeah.
And she was talking about...
I thought you were going to say OnlyFans there for a second. I'm like, wait a second.
But she was talking about, like, the really controversial and just downright really messed up storylines that...
Did she have proof?
That the writers
No,
yes, she has clips of, the storylines that they wrote for the wrestling characters.
Okay.
Like one was, I'm trying to think. One was where I want to say, I don't know if it was Triple H, but it was another wrestler that basically has sex with like this dead. It was a dummy, but it was like this dead. Supposed to be this dead woman, whatever.
So it's Bob Saget. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but anyway, she was going through some of the storylines that that were just really messed up and everything, and how it just took a psychological toll on some of these people.
Wait, they were having sex with a dummy?
They're pretending. Yeah, but that was, but like that a was, dead body.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Just
they think it's funny, dude. I don't know.
The storyline was that the other wrestler, I mean, this, I forgot.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The names of the wrestlers, because I don't really get into it. But this guy, the storyline goes is that he said that his best friend got killed in a car wreck, which was a woman. You know, she apparently got killed in a drunk driving. Now, this is part of the story. And so another wrestler came out that was going to fight him and said, well, you're not telling the whole story. See, the woman that got killed in the car wreck, they did an autopsy on her, and they found your semen inside her body and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, what the hell?
Okay, that's
like,
a little deep for WWE and WWF, man. Come on.
Yeah, I was like, I had no, I'm not a fan of wrestling.
They found the semen post-mortem? Like
in the autopsy? Yeah, I guess post-mortem, like, but this was all part, like, the storyline.
Like, he went to
so this was
crash.
A script meant for the WWE?
That's yeah.
Like, children were going to be watching this.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, weird. They actually allowed this kind of stuff in here.
But
no.
They didn't do it though, right? Like, that's what you're saying. Like,
I've never heard that.
There was just like a script that they had written, and like that was a potential story path that they were going, right?
No, this story actually played out.
Oh, did it?
They had the guy saying the line and everything. Like, damn. That's why what? I can send you guys the documentary.
Yeah, I would love to see
that. Where he, you know, says the lines and all that kind of stuff, and they play it out and whatever.
Huh.
It's only about an hour long, but it was chilling. It was eye opening. And anyways, I wanted to ask you guys: do you think that Vic might actually have done some of this stuff? Because I've watched another guy who said he's actually met Vic in person, and they said that this guy gives out a vibe that just made him feel uncomfortable.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's a creepy guy,
man.
But
this was another,
you know,
man.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Well, she's asking if you think that. I think there's a chance, absolutely.
The Vince did the weird
thing. Yeah,
I think there's a chance because
he's got power.
He was making money, right? Like, he was full of money, and he ran that thing with an iron fist, you know what I'm saying? And I think he, with the whole Brock thing, however that's true, like, I think he really wanted him to come back, and I feel like he was willing to
I think there's a chance. He resigned very quickly.
He did. That was kind of telling to me, like, how fast he kind of, but then again, his health is really not good. Maybe he was just like, this is not worth it. You know, none of this shit's worth it. I don't know.
He wanted the brand to survive. Isn't his daughter still part of the brand?
I don't know if any of the
she actually stepped away from it after them.
I don't think there's any of the McMahons at all left running it. No, I don't think so. I think it's
okay.
Triple H was supposed to take it over, eventually. If I'm not mistaken, that's what I heard. And I know Flex would probably know more, but I feel like he was supposed to like kind of run it at going forward, but maybe not. Yeah, I definitely think he's, listen, I've never met him, but I'm sure it's definitely possible, right? When you have an organization, especially the women, the way that they dress on the show and the men, you got a lot of testosterone, a lot of fucking, you know, crazy storylines.
Yeah, a lot of power like, from yeah, it's not Vince McMahon.
It's like a circus. You expect weird things to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's like a televised circus. So, yeah, for sure. Do you?
I'm trying to find the most active, I'm trying to find y'all on Instagram. What's the channel that y'all mostly post to?
The Lost Americans would be the one probably now.
Okay.
To send something to?
Yeah, I'm about to send you the link to the documentary I watched. It's just a little over an hour. It's very eye opening.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to say I like documentaries and I like the I grew up with WWF and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
down. Just sent it, The Last American, so you should see a DM.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, and it sucks because like my oldest son is starting to get into wrestling and he was watching wrestling all the time on like his Kindle and stuff. He doesn't watch anything anymore, but
dude, it's not like the end of the world, man. I mean, it's been around forever. Like that's a sucky thing is like they do a lot of really good things, right? Like there's a lot of, they help with sick kids and like, there's a lot of like, you know, they're very good with like kids that have issues, you know, like it's not a bad thing, man. It's just when you have an organization that large, like it's bound to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like it is, and it sucks that it's Vince.
Especially you have people within the organization that start to get that untouchable persona about them.
How many years has it been going on? Right. And to your point about the storylines, like when you've been doing this for 30 years, like you start thinking of some weird shit because you've done everything. You know, so you're like, how can we push the boundaries? How can we like really like, I think that's the case, man. I think that's why I asked if they actually did it or if they were just trying to like kind of throw out some ideas.
Your semen was inside of the dead body.
That's a little fucking weird.
Like that actually came out of a wrestler's mouth on live television on WWE.
He showed the clip and everything, and I was just like, what? I'm like, how did they get away? But this happened a while back. I want to say this happened maybe in the early 2000s or whatever.
Oh, so that's
maybe
funny.
Late 90s. It wouldn't fly in today's.
Yeah, I quit watching before that even.
Yeah, so. I stopped watching shortly after it became WWE. Actually, before it became WWE.
I never watched the whole, like, The Rock era. Like, Stone Cold. I caught that when he came in, but I was out pretty quick after that. Honestly, like,
it's not even worth watching after Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, I was like in and off. Like, I wasn't really
my brother
steady
still
viewer.
To this day, man, he like gets the pay per views, records them. Like,
really,
he is huge.
Still to this day.
Oh yeah, man, he's a huge fan of WWE. As far as I'm aware, he's still he gets all the pay per views. He like is really into it. So good for him. Whatever, you know. But yeah, that's a good one. That's a good question. I didn't know that. I'm glad you kind of pointed that documentary out because, like I said, I like them, and there's so many documentaries. I don't know if I would have caught that one. So what platform is it on? Or is it just YouTube? Or
yes, on YouTube.
Okay, all right. I know some people are asking.
You should see it in a DM. Yeah, I just sent it in a DM, so you should see it. It's about a little over an hour long.
Okay,
but it's really good.
Well, check it out. Thank you, Peaches.
Okay, you're welcome. Y'all have a great evening.
Take care.
You too.
Bye. All right, thanks, Peaches.
Yeah, that's a wild story too, man. It's a wild story.
Bob it is. I overheard some guys at the gym. They're just like, oh man, this weekend freaking broke me down, bro. Talking about McMahon, finding out about him, dude. This is fucking like tearing me apart, man.
Well, dude, a lot of people are really into it, man. Like they're really, really, really into it, you know? And to them, like they grew up with Vince McMahon and the whole fucking thing. It is like a little shocking.
I remember when Vince McMahon was like the scrawny dude running the show. And then all of a sudden I forget who he challenged to a match. And like, they went through the whole montage of him like training. And then he was like huge fucking
he got jacked,
guy.
Man. Yeah. Remember when he blew out both knees jumping into the ring? Remember that shit?
Who did?
Vince McMahon, dude. He fucking came running down the thing to the ring and like fucking jumped in and fell on his like slid in and hit both of his knees on the fucking side of the ring as he fucking went in and fucking tore both of his ACLs or whatever. And so he was just sitting there and he's just like, kept going. He's like, you motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. And his knees just don't work, bro. It was wild, man. Like the dude, I mean, listen, the guy's a tough dude. And he was like all about the entertainment. I respect think how many businesses actually, especially TV, that's lasted that long. You're talking like almost Simpsons-esque, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
And still very popular. And there's been other organizations that come that have not been able to compare. You know what I mean? True. WCW, ECW.
Well, they were all owned by the same people.
I don't know if ECW is. I'm not sure. WCW, I don't know if that was owned by, that was not originally owned by Vince.
It wasn't originally. I think he ended up owning it.
Did you guys ever like go to like a low par?
Yes.
Wrestling?
Yes, sir. Portland wrestling. Dude, that was a huge thing when I was younger. Yeah. At the Roseland Theater, man.
I never went to that, but there was a guy who like I used to talk to that would go to that like every weekend.
Yeah.
He would take his girlfriend there and be like, dude, that's like our thing now. Like we go and watch this. It's like, it's really entertaining. These guys are pretty good.
I mean, I've watched Nacho Libre.
It's like that, dude. Yeah. It's like a low scale, like ring smelly. Yeah.
You know? That's about it. What's up, Flex?
There he is.
Hey, I got in this time.
Hey, man.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
Oh man, yeah. How many volcanoes deep are you? You're talking slower.
Are you high?
I haven't had weed in a while, but I had gotten some the other day, and I was high until 3 p.m. in the afternoon yesterday. Even though I smoked the night before, I was so out of it. I was using the wall. I was using the wall to hold me up, and my friend was laughing at me, going, "Are you all right, man?" I'm like, "No, bro, I'm so high."
Damn,
so,
that stuff sticks in your spine, you know, activates.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. Activate. I was just literally deactivated. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Did you just say yactivated?
Maybe.
No, deactivated.
Oh.
Actually, I like yactivated. I'm going to take that. Yes, I activated.
If somebody pukes in the toilet after they drink, just be like, he's yactivating in the toilet right now. That's no big deal.
Yeah, you guys got to do a t-shirt with that on.
He's been
activation.
Yes, sir. I'll put your face on it holding the volcano.
And for ironic sense, just have a yak standing behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or it's just a picture of a guy yakking on like the Democratic symbol or something. Something.
Dude, that's a really crappy word. I got to be honest with you. Like, how many times in your life have you used yak? Not very many.
Well, I remember there was a yak back
yeah,
in,
but
the,
I'm just saying,
in the day.
Like for puking. Like, dude, I got a yak, bro. Like, not
never.
Very,
yeah, no, I just say throw up.
Yeah.
Or puke. I got to puke, dude.
Yeah, puke. Anyways, what's up, dude?
Oh, not much, man. Not much. I called in to give my 2 cents on wrestling.
Okay, let's
hear it. I did watch the Royal Rumble. I did see Rock came back and got a great response, but they had a press conference yesterday and it was 50-50. The crowd was just booing him because now he's on the TKO, the board of the TKO as an executive officer. So a lot of people think that he came in and took this Cody Rhodes as the Dusty Rhodes son who's been trying to finish his story. You know, I only watch it like on the pay-per-view, so I kind of just pick up on it. They're like, oh, he's going to finish his story. And The Rock kind of came in and took his shit. But after yesterday's press conference, you know, they were booing The Rock, you know, some were cheering for him. And, you know, I think they're trying to do damage control because I think The Rock was using his political card to take the main event spot from Cody Rhodes. And I do agree with The Rock. It's about business, and that's going to draw more money. Like if he said to people, hey, The Rock's fighting Roman Reigns and they're cousins, and Roman Reigns has had the belt for over 1,000 days. He's like Brock Lesnar. You'd only see him on TV once in a while. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, he's being removed from all WWE stuff, so there's something going on with him. I think they're just removing his name. He's removing him from the website. Everything.
Distancing himself.
He was part of
Brock the Cock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Which is so weird because he seems like when you watch his interviews, he's so like humble and like quiet and like, I don't want to be in the fame. I don't want to be in the spotlight.
He is? Dude, when he won his like UFC fight, he was like chugging. He's like, I'm going to go home, chug some Bud Light and fuck my wife. I'm like,
well, dude,
really? That's
he watches interviews. Okay. It's bizarre. He's like, I don't like being around people. I don't even like being on
this
podcast.
Very private. He's very private. He
which
lives
is weird.
Up here in Canada.
Those are the ones
you
watch out for.
I personally don't think Brock did anything.
Yeah.
I think Brock Lesnar had stuff on Vince because Brock could literally, no one in the WWE or F, because I don't want to get in trouble like Chris.
Yeah.
E or F, depending in those years, could a wrestler walk into the back area where Vince is, the guy that owns the business, and throw the title at him and call him an asshole.
Yeah.
And Brock did that one time after WrestleMania and nothing happened to him. So yeah. I feel he had something on Vince, and I feel now they're trying to put something on him and they're trying to erase him and stuff. Because I honestly, like I was saying, I agree with Dave. He's a very quiet guy. He's married. He doesn't come across like that at all. No.
Yeah, but did he
Vince,
walk
on the other hand?
Did he walk back there and call him an asshole off camera or on camera?
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, the cameras were rolling, like but he was pissed.
Yeah,
like,
there was a legit
threw the thing. Title. It was legit, and he's been able to call scripted. His shot to Vince.
Anything on camera is scripted, guaranteed.
I don't believe that. I don't not in that realm.
I would agree, Chris. But not in this realm. Yeah, he was
there's
pissed.
Certain situations.
Like, he literally chucked the belt. He chucked the belt right at Vince's head and goes, "You fucking asshole." He's like, "Fuck this shit."
Well, that happened. Remember back in the day, you'll remember, but was it who was it that got screwed from the belt?
Bret Hart.
That whole Bret situation Hart. Was like they literally like
oh, I was gonna say Mankind.
There was massive feuds and it was filmed. Like shit was filmed, but like He to this day is like they fuck all of those fucking people like because they want that,
they happen to be filming a documentary called Wrestling with Shadows and it was following Mick Foley was in it but it was also following Bret Hart and the whole thing was Bret Hart didn't want to lose the title in Canada and he was moving to WCW and you know in the wrestling game you always go out on your back you know so. You know, when Hulk lay down for Yokozuna, and that's when Hulk left and went to WCW. You know, The Undertaker lost to Brock. So you always lay on your back and let the next person take over, and Bret wouldn't do that. So they did this whole thing where they basically screwed him out of it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You know what? It brought in the Vince McMahon character. That's when people realized that Vince was the owner and not the commentator. And that's when the whole Attitude era started, which is what Peaches is talking about. All the stuff she's talking about is really from the Attitude era. The Rock, Stone Cold, Vince McMahon's heat. You know, like, when did you have a wrestler go up against the boss of the company?
Yeah.
So he was smart. He used that to his advantage.
Yeah.
You know, he's a smart businessman. But he's not at all. Just none of this surprises me with Vince. None of it.
Well, I'm going to agree with you though. I do not believe that Brock has anything to do with this. And in fact, I bet you he probably sent him something and he didn't do anything with it. Because if you,
why do you think that?
Because first of all, I've actually followed Brock since he was wrestling in Minnesota. Like right, like when I was wrestling in school. He was like a big fucking deal, dude. You know what I'm saying? This guy's a fucking animal. Like this guy, if you watch any interview all the way up until now, even go to watch a podcast of his, there is nothing about him, like nothing about him that you would think is like, oh, this guy's got a shady side. Like he's just like, bro,
no, not at
I just
all.
Like, I want to live in the fucking woods. I don't want to fuck. I make money. So I'm doing this shit. Cause I make money in the UFC. Like I'm going to go out there. I'm going to fucking murder people and I'm going to fucking give you a show. But I just want to go home after this. Like, I don't want to be a part of this shit. And every interview for around. 20 years has been talking about that he's been around it. And so there's nothing that, like with his wife and shit, like there's nothing about him that makes me think that this guy would do anything like weird like that. It sounds like a setup, if you want my honest opinion.
I agree because it was a shock to everybody where we're like, he's a country boy. He lives off the farm. He was raised that way. He doesn't come across that way. Even in podcasts, he's very awkward because he's just very quiet. He's a quiet man, even though he did say, "I'm gonna drink Bud Light because Bud won't sponsor me." He called it out on the UFC, the thing that Greg was talking about.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go home and ride my wife. Yeah, okay.
Oh
but,
yeah,
you know, that's
dude. Adrenaline's flowing, bro. The guy had a fucking heart on. You know what I'm saying? Like it is what it is.
That's it.
But what I'm saying is he was.
I don't think he did it.
He was massively famous in college wrestling, right? Like he was. I mean, he was a big deal. People were eyeballing this guy, right? He also, if I'm not mistaken, he played football too, didn't he? Briefly. like he in did. College?
And then, yeah. And then after his first run in the WWE, he wanted to go play for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
And he didn't, I don't know how he didn't make it.
Yeah, he didn't make
it. They said his he didn't make it, but his times, the dash and everything for a guy that big, he is a freak of nature.
Yeah.
But he had something on Vince. He had something on Vince because he could just get away with shit. He could just show up to work and do all this. Like Vince, it's almost the same thing that Vince did with Shawn Michaels. I think a lot of people think that Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon had a gay relationship because Vince literally paid him 5 years not to wrestle. Or he had stuff on Vince too, right? So he got stuff on people. You know, money talks, right? Money talks.
Maybe.
Hey, I want to let you guys know I bought a place in BC.
Nice. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, so I went to BC on the 28th of, what are we in? Of January to Wednesday. So I arrived Sunday. Dex picked me up. I got to see Dexter and Ruby. And then I was at the hotel. And then Tuesday or Monday, I saw four properties. And the property I really wanted, which I would have bought without even looking at, was the last one I looked at. And yeah, I put an offer in and I was like, I want this. Yeah, like this, it's the most stunning view. I'll put photos on the, send you guys photos to your, pardon my American. So I put an offer in. This place would be worth $1 million in Toronto. And I got it for under 500,000, which appears cheap. People would be like, how is that? And on the view that I have and the fact that, you know, I had such a difficult closing, being like swindled more money. And when I opened the door to this place with Dexter and the real estate agent, that's the only time the sun came out the whole entire time I was there.
Damn.
Because it's been cloudy like shit.
It's a fucking sign, bro.
And
Dex
looked over at me and goes, this is like, this is your mom telling you. And I said, thank God I got some kind of sign because things were rough. So
hey,
yeah.
You know, sometimes things are really rough and then you finally like get that thing that you wanted and you're like, oh, it's all worth it, dude. It's so worth it. You know what I mean?
You know what? I agree. I think things with my house had to go so bad, so I wouldn't think about it. And I don't honestly, guys.
Yeah. So you wouldn't miss
think
it
about my house. Even I don't miss it, but I'm going to miss my friends. Like I've been doing stuff with my friends almost every other day. Cause they're like, when's your closing? And I said, February 27th. And now they're all like, what do you mean? I said, guys, you knew I was moving. And they're like, well, you didn't say until April or May. I said, guys, I'm still moving, whether it's then or now. So just been hanging out with friends, you know.
That's good.
So how far away is that, like your new place from them there? Or
that's what I was going to ask.
Your new place from your old place?
It's across the whole country.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like is it like a 4 or 5 hour flight or something?
It's a 5 hour flight. So yeah. I'm literally, British Columbia is like the last province by the water, and Ontario is towards the past the middle towards the end. So it's a 4,500 kilometer. I'm not sure what that is miles drive, and it's about a.
Are you
going
to be closer
kilometer.
To Washington State, or are you, I'm?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh,
are
yeah.
you going to be
yes.
on the west
oh, yeah.
side or
Washington
the,
State?
Okay.
Closer to Washington.
State. Oh yeah, I'm on your time now, Greg. I'll be 3 hours behind.
Yeah, he basically.
There we go.
He basically moved from East Coast to West Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't like Ontario like north of like, isn't that like north of like Michigan and shit? Like,
Michigan, Buffalo, New York is a little more east of us, but not by much. So I'm on the other side of the, of Canada. And I'm just excited. I just, right now I have to negotiate. Just
research. You did basically did the opposite direction move we did.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, hey, man, I'm happy for you, dude. I know it's been really stressful. We've noticed that it's been, I'm sure everybody's noticed. It's been a stressful time for you, but I'm happy that you're one step closer and you found a place that you love, and I hope everything goes smooth with that. And it should, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm step 6 of 7, as Cassie would say, because I was talking about that enough.
Yeah.
In our after chat recently. And I just said, yeah, guys, I'm 6 of 7. And 6 was get a property. 7 is move my ass out there.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag find me in the mountains.
Yes. That's right on, awesome,
dude. Well, send some pictures to the chat.
Yeah, I will. I will.
All right,
definitely. It's exciting. So,
well, congratulations, man.
We're all excited for
all
you,
right.
man.
All right. You take care, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Keep us informed.
And I'll talk to you guys soon. I will, definitely.
All righty.
See you, bud.
Later, dude.
All right. Shalom.
Peace.
Shalom. Is that how you say it?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Isn't that like
isn't it like shalom? No.
I think it's shalom.
What is that?
I think that's what he said.
When was the last time you said schlong, dude? Schlong? I haven't said that since like middle
Not
school.
Not too long
bro.
Ago.
Really?
Just now?
Really? I feel like I haven't said schlong in a long time.
That's true.
But that was like a huge word.
It's one of those like slang words that went by the wayside.
It's the word that you say before you ever have sex. You know what I'm saying? Like you just like, dude, my schlong hurts, you know? And like, and once you actually get into a relationship.
You want this schlong, baby?
Yeah, you never would say schlong to your wife or girlfriend.
No.
Like you like, yeah, like Greg said, you like the schlong, baby?
It wouldn't work.
I would say I'm from Schlongview. And they go, what? And I go, Longview. And they go,
hello.
Oh, I thought you said Schlongview.
I just thought it was a fun question.
Okay, let's hear it real quick. Yeah, what do you got?
I'll be the last one. All right. Okay. So about, I want to say like 2 or 3 weeks ago, Danielson and I were kind of going through a nostalgia stage.
Okay.
Or, actually, that sounds weird. Nostalgia stage. We were kind of reminiscing on our childhood and stuff we grew up with.
Yes, man.
And I was playing some, doing a screen share, showing some old, you know, 90s commercials, whatever. And one of the videos was about snacks and drinks that were, that came out back in the day that are no longer around or no longer exist.
Oh.
So, and I can start. Like, what are some of your favorite childhood snacks or drinks that are no longer around? And I can start. Let's see. Surge. Now, I've never had Surge.
I think Surge actually, Surge actually came back.
Surge came back to Burger King.
Mm.
Yeah, really?
Burger King,
really?
Right now? Burger King only.
Yeah, I don't know if they do right this moment, but Burger King was had certain. They had a big banner that says
yeah,
Surge
I remember
is
that.
Back. Yep. I tried it and I was like, not as good as I remember. But you know,
nah,
not
bad. It was never that good.
That's the thing.
That's a good one. I have one right now. I'm pulling up a picture so you would know or not know, I guess.
And but. Another one for me, and I heard they actually still make this, but somebody told me it doesn't taste the same. Dunkaroos.
Oh, they still make them.
Dunkaroos.
Oh yeah, they still make them.
Yeah, yeah, they have them on Amazon, but somebody said they don't taste the same though.
They're not. But see, the problem is like I just said with the other thing, like, is it taste different or do you just remember it different? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Because my kids like really shitty food. Like when I eat their snack, I'm like, this is fucking gross. And they're like, so good. And I bet you when they're older, they're going to be like, this thing sucks, dude. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, because our taste buds change, you know.
Yeah, it's like every 7 years or
something.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah.
Yeah, so the one.
What do you got, Dave?
Philadelphia snack bars was my absolute jam. This was a little later.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's these motherfuckers right
here. I've never
heard
of that.
Okay.
Okay.
And every time somebody asks
look at that. It looks like a hot dog with a cheesecake.
It's literally like a cream cheese thing.
It's a cheesecake. It has a graham cracker, and it's got the cream cheese, and it has they had raspberry, strawberry filling.
Yes,
and I'm
please.
Telling you, they were like this big. They were really small. And this was like middle school and just before middle school, maybe all the way through middle school. And they were fucking delicious. I have no idea why the fuck they wouldn't make those. None. No idea.
I remember those.
They are so
fucking
good.
I remember those.
Oh, my God. I could eat a box of that shit, dude. And that's why I got fat in high school. For sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, dude.
Well, hey.
Those are the reasons.
Yeah, fucking strawberry
kryptonite.
Fucking
Dave
cream
has
cheese,
kryptonite.
Bro.
Philadelphia. Yes,
they were good,
cheesecakes.
Though. I'm telling you. They were super fucking good.
Yeah, those were good.
And I don't understand
why they
quit.
I knew if I saw a picture of them, I'd remember them. I was like, that name doesn't sound familiar, but if I saw a picture of them, I'd probably remember
Chris,
them.
What do you got?
I don't remember anything that I really loved that doesn't exist anymore.
I got one.
I did ask my wife literally last night to when she does a grocery order next, she needs to get some Tang.
Oh.
Dude.
Tang?
I gotta get some Tang, too.
I think they still make Tang.
They still make Tang. I actually had a whole bucket from my last job, and I literally probably had it twice, and it just sat there and just, it doesn't.
Dude, I fucking loved Tang when I was a kid.
Wow.
I've
okay.
never had it. I don't think I've ever had Tang. I've had Ovaltine. I remember the Ovaltine
commercial. It's basically like mixing up your own Sunny Delight.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste like Sunny Delight. It tastes
it's different. But
a little bit more bitter.
Yeah.
But, Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Oh, dude.
Oh. They don't make that
anymore.
Nope. The cereal?
They don't make it anymore.
Greg, I got to tell you,
they
bro.
Don't?
No, that was my absolute favorite cereal, bro. And you know what's cool is when me and my wife first got together, I told her, I was like, I missed that fucking cereal. She found it online and like ordered me some boxes. And it was so fucking good. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
What is it? Rice Krispie Treats?
So it was Rice Krispie Treats torn up into bite-sized chunks.
And cereal.
And it was just a cereal.
I've never heard of that. I thought you were talking about the actual cereal Rice Krispies. I was like, wait a minute. They quit making that?
They had like, remember, Greg, when you'd pour it, sometimes you get a big ball of Rice Krispies.
Oh, yeah. You're like,
and sometimes
yes.
where they were just, but they had marshmallow.
See,
and it stuck to
I never ate like different cereal stuff. I was always the It was either Frosted Flakes or Fruity Pebbles for me.
Man.
Oh, yeah. See, I had all different types of cereal. Like, I was like the connoisseur.
I did like the honeycomb one.
You're like...
Yeah, honeycomb was good.
Well, let me swish this in my mouth. I'll get some notes of sugar and sugar.
Pop Jacks. Do they still make Pop Jacks?
Pop Jacks? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure about
Pop
that
Pop Jacks. I don't know what
that
is.
Yeah, it's like the little yellow balls, right?
That's corn pops.
I can't remember the flavor. Yeah, they're kind of like a corn cereal.
Yeah.
They're sweet. There's Golden Crisp.
There's Corn Pops.
Ooh, Apple Jacks were good, too.
Apple Jacks are still good. I buy those and put them in my protein shake.
The other one, just real quick.
Oh, God. You just grind them up in there?
The other one that I used to
No,
love
I just put them on top.
That my grandma used to get at her house, and we always had, was this thing called Viennetta. Have you ever heard of Viennetta?
Yes, dude. I just saw a freaking Viennetta commercial again. I'm like, how the hell did I forget about this?
It's like ice cream with like thin layers of chocolate, and there's like maybe like 30 layers of chocolate in there, and you cut it in like a loaf. It's kind of like a loaf. It's this thing right here. I don't know if you can see this. Guys,
yes.
I've never heard of the commercial in my life.
There's only one problem with Viennetta, and at the end, everybody's glass. Yeah. I want the last piece, please.
It was so fucking good. Which tells me I just liked ice cream a lot and like cold shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, listen, Peaches, there's so many that you could go down but some of them, like I said, some of them make sense.
Chris, I just bookmarked a GIF of the Viennetta. That's the end of the commercial where everybody's going, I'll take the last piece, please. Come on.
Like a lot of the stuff they got rid of, I understand why they did. It was very like in the time frame, it makes sense that it was just kind of like a 90s thing. Some of them though, Viennetta. Like the Rice Krispie treats, like those cheesecake things. Yeah, that's so good. Oh my God.
I remember that commercial too.
Oh my God.
I've never heard of or seen that.
Would love to have a bite of that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What did you say yours was? Chippy Peaches?
Another one for me. Now this one was only out for a short time, but 3D Doritos.
Okay, yeah. I never got into that kick too much, but I remember them for sure.
3D,
they were so good.
I feel like I remember 3D Doritos, but I don't think I've ever ate them. Yeah. I don't remember what they look like.
The Dorito flavored chips. There was two flavors. There was cheese and there was the ranch, and the texture of them was like the what's the name of that chip that's shaped like a triangle? You put it on your fingers.
Bugles.
Yeah. That's what they're shaped.
I think I remember the 3D Doritos. Yeah, I remember that.
Are you a nacho cheese or Cool Ranch chick?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho.
Yeah.
I like Cool Ranch, though.
I like them both, I'm picking nacho cheese any day.
Dude, we used to eat this terrible snack in the 90s. My dad especially was called Picnics. You remember Picnics? It was a can.
This sounds familiar.
It was a can with a lid, like a giant Pringle can. Think of that. Right? And inside it had these like sticks. Thin sticks. And they were like potato chips.
Yeah, I do.
And they were so fucking gross.
They were gross.
But like I couldn't not eat them.
It was literally like eating raw potatoes.
It was my dad would just hoard those things. But you know what's funny is I saw them at the store the other day. They were at the store. It said the original Picnics, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why is that
one, dude?
Why is
they
that?
They were gross.
They weren't, but you'd eat them because they weren't that. They were gross, but they weren't bad.
Nah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Peaches. That was a great question.
Good question, Peaches.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all enjoy the rest of your evening and have a great weekend.
You too.
You as well.
All righty, guys.
Good night.
Night.
All right. Good night.
Dude, sorry I was late, guys, man. I'm so tired.
No, it's good, dude.
I got my schedule switched. I was supposed to be off at like 3. And
I didn't show up. I didn't get to the house till almost 7:40. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even eat yet. I was going to stop and just get some on the way home, and I was like,
Ash had the dinner like finished 1 minute before the show started. So I was like, I can't eat this.
Well, I'm off tomorrow, which is great, but then I start training at a different store next week. And it's like, my boss, she told me this specifically. She said, it's very rough. Watch your back. Don't leave anything in your car. And then she said specifically, nothing's happened in the store. So, like, you shouldn't have to worry about any of that. But she's like, it's in the inner city. And so just, you know, and I'm like.
Where? In Houston?
Great. It's in the Yeah, it's in the inner city of Houston. And it's like, for everybody that I've talked to from other locations, like, oh, you're going there? Like, oh, boy. Yeah.
I never, like, why do you have to go to these other locations?
Because they have somebody in that store that is, like, the best at a certain area of the store. So I'm training in every, they want me to, like, train in, I'm produce next week. So I'm training in, which, I mean, come on, man. I'm not going to have to
the best produce is in the inner city of Houston.
Yeah, it's this one gal, and she's really, really good. And she, I heard she's amazing. But it's just a rough store. I'm not really.
You think that they would bring her to you? You know what I mean? But
no, because they want me to go and see other people, meet other managers and other such things and stuff.
Yeah, and see the other stores.
It's like, it's fine. I'm not worried about it. But I'm just like, everybody's making it sound like I need to wear a bulletproof vest. You know,
you're gonna be the weird, awkward white guy walking around town.
Maybe
you might be, dude.
I don't know.
And
you
need to watch out.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's cool, but
just
yeah,
wear a face mask the whole time.
Yeah, next week I should be good too. Just go black schedule. Face. Oh no,
just disguise yourself.
Could you imagine?
I wouldn't
show up in blackface.
I wouldn't fucking make it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't make it, man. I just wouldn't make it.
All right.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Good show, man. Everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for the good questions, man. I'm glad everybody's doing good. Flex, I'm happy for you, man. I'm glad Peach is good, and Ban, always good to talk to you as well. So. Cheers, you guys.
Absolutely.
Cheers. Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
Thank you, everybody in the chat as well. Love y'all.
All right. Until next time. See you guys Monday.
Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money.